You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I've been listening to Bernie Goldbach. He's on audioboo.fm/topgold. And Bernie has done a post.conf boo. Essentially, what had happened was myself, Bernie Goldbach, who lectures at the Tipperary Institute on or in social media, and Mark Rock, who you would know as Mr. Audio Boo, along with his fine team of stalwarts, spoke in the National College of Ireland on podcasting. And Bernie gave like some amazing, even if you listen to just his podcast that he has done, you'll hear some amazing statistics where he asked the audience a question, and 70% of them replied that they don't download audio. They download albums or music or whatever the case may be, but rarely audio. But what Audio Boo itself has done for me as the middle speaker, as the guy who doesn't lecture on social media, as the guy who isn't, you might say, you know, just for example's sake, Mr. Audio Boo, sounds like a pageant of some form, but you get what I'm saying. It's allowed me to paint a picture, to speak a poem, to make, as I described it, to make an equation poetry. But I mean, if you flick on to Audio Boo and you just even see, I mean, Mark Rock did himself two today that I liked. One was the Victoria Station ambiance, as he called it. And the other is, let me get this one for you. Oh yeah, Inside the Marshall Factory. Now the Inside the Marshall Factory one, if you go look at it, just go look at that. There's one photograph up there. Now, what I don't want, what I do want is the noise and the sound and the hustle and bustle. What I also want is to be able to make my own imagination up. I've never been inside the Marshall Factory. But let me give you an extremely different alternative to that. One of the example podcasts I used when I was speaking in the National College of Ireland was one about my brooding hen. Now, for those of you who never had hens before, basically, and no book that I have in my library mentions it, they will assume that they are going to become moms. And so they sit and guard, and rightly so, their stash of eggs in the belief that one will crack, hatch. Biologically, scientifically, realistically, it's impossible because a cock has never been near the hen. But they believe it will. And as I was trying to explain this and get some hen noises in the background, one of the hens started to lay. Now, I've never laid an egg in my life, nor do I ever intend to. But it didn't sound to me like an extremely pleasant feeling. And I think for those who were in the auditorium or the room or the conference hall, whatever you want to call it, I think for those that were in it, I think people got that. What I didn't do was intrude on the hen's private space and do a video of her trying to lay an egg, because you wouldn't have seen anything anyway. All you would have seen was a hen sitting down making a noise. That's pointless, isn't it? In my opinion, email, don't be sweating. So the other side of it is today I did another one. And I did it as I walked with Trinity College at my back, up Westmoreland Street, across O'Connell Bridge. And I was trying to explain the trees on O'Connell Street. And for those who walk it, it's easy to picture because you just close your eyes. for those that haven't, as soon as I got just past Daniel O'Connell, the statue, I could see the spire. It's another monument, for want of a better description, peeping through the trees. Not a bad sight. And that was my picture that I put up as the artwork. Now, I couldn't hear myself, sorry, I'll rephrase it, I couldn't hear the audio boo intro, which is a doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Yeah, it's something along those lines. I couldn't hear that intro, so I actually miss it, which you'll hear at the start. But if you listen to the results, bear in mind, it's 5:45, it's Wednesday evening, Dublin City Centre, all the peak areas. And I have to say, it did a pretty classy job. But essentially what it's allowed me to do with those two examples that I have is to take out my iPhone, press and record. And it's those thoughts before they slip away from me. It's those moments, it's those ambient sounds, it's all of those things. And for a gardener, essentially a horticulturalist, landscaper, garden builder, designer, doesn't matter. For me to find moments like that, they're few and far between. I know, for example, and to look at it from a different perspective, what Audio Boo has also done is it's made me reminisce in times where I wish my iPhone had Audio Boo as an iPhone app. I'm not a big iPhone app man. There's very few that I bother my Barney using. Mainly because, you know, I go, I'll check it out, rate that. No, I'm not interested, thanks very much. But there's probably two that I'd use, three. One is the email, one is Twitter. Weather one, probably as well. Weather I'd use a lot. And the other one now is the Audio Boo. In fact, I'd probably use Audio Boo more than I'd use the weather. Puts it in context, maybe. But when I was reminiscing, for those who did do the, there's a post up there on the blog, on a wee little island off North Dublin called, very simply, Ireland's Eye. We took a trip out, day trip out, 20 odd of us. And after we came back and everybody was a little bit windswept, we'd had our picnic and a bit of cake and coffee, because it's not like it's a tourist spot. You know, you get out there, it's an island, nothing else exists. We were sitting on top of an open air bar. It's a small enough spot. It wouldn't be 30 square meters, you know, not a big space. We were sitting up there and the crack was 90. Everybody was nice and warm. We were all outside. We were all well wrapped up. There's a couple of pints involved. And I don't mean like we're on a session. This is like 2 pints, you know, kind of gig. Maybe a few more for some of the others. But it wasn't that. The crack got to CRAIC, the crack got to nice level, something there. Others will be able to explain it better than I will. The problem is, I'm trying to explain a feeling. What I often want to do is go, oh, hold on a sec, and watch people's expressions as the jokes fly back and forth and the atmosphere builds up between a cluster of what is essentially, you know, good, intelligent people who are good friends who get on well together. And just watch it, watch the atmosphere build up. The sound and the background, the sea, the air, the whole lot, the wind coming in, everything. And yet we're still sitting on top after coming back off an island and having a nice cold pint of Guinness. You know, it's amazing. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And for those who are at the demonstration or at the Audio Boo deep dive, what you also would have got was the ease, the speed, the ease and speed that Audio Boo allows one to record and have it live on the web. That's when I consider what it takes me to bring with me in my arsenal, my artillery of techie equipment, in order to be able to record a piece of video, convert it to .avi or whatever, upload it to Windows Movie Maker, let's say, put titles on it before and afterwards, and then upload it to YouTube or Vimeo, the unpaid version. It can take a while, depending. You need sit-down ability. But yet I can do one fairly much from one end of the street to the next in Dublin City Centre, peak hour traffic, just talking into my phone as if making a phone call, and bam, one piece of cover art, photograph that I've taken beforehand, and I'm done. It's amazing. It's amazing. I'd recommend that you go, if you aren't signed up to Audioboo, because you can get this through iTunes. But if you're not signed up to Audioboo and you've got this via the blog or Twitter, there's a couple that I'd recommend. And I would suggest you go and look at audioboo.fm, http. Dot whatever the two dots are in the two slashes, audioboo.fm/topgold, and also audioboo.fm/markrock. Just take a listen. Take a listen to the sounds, the conversations, the guys. Because the beauty about this is I can't watch whilst I'm walking in Dublin City Centre. I can't watch a YouTube video. And I can't watch a quick video. Bernie Goldbach does the Sunday newspaper reviews on a Sunday, obviously. And he started to put them to Audioboo. And that to me is phenomenal. Because today I was up around Rathmines area up towards Portobello, lovely part of town if you're up around there, lovely part, really really nice, quite relaxing, and even better if you're with the right people. But I took a Dublin City bike scheme bicycle and cycled all the way back down to Exchequer Street, a wee little street just off of Georgia Street, just off Grafton Street, general area. Fair old cycle. I got all of the Sunday news. Yeah, I know it's Wednesday, but I got it all from Bernie's. And halfway through, obviously, because it's only a 5-minute gig, I paused. And I listened to Mark Rock interview Radio Kate, who very recently herself has been talking to people who have been on the moon. Now, I've heard the old Neil Armstrong stuff, but that's about as far as it goes. It's interesting. It was interesting listening to Mark's technique, if you wish to call it that, on how he queried Kate. I thought it was good. I liked it. You know, but you got to bear in mind, like, within one bicycle journey, I listened to probably three podcasts, or I was on probably the third by the time I was locking the bike back into the bike stands. I'd got Bernie's thoughts on the Sunday papers. And I got an interview between the CEO of Audioboo and Radio Kate, as she calls herself, who I believe works in the BBC, is that correct? BBC Radio? I'm up in the correction on that. If nothing else, I feel that little bit more intelligent for all of that. I'm just hoping that by the time I take my walk down the road tomorrow, probably about 9 o'clock through Ballybohole, if you're looking to run me down on a sheep or a horse, you know where to go. I'm hoping there's enough, and I know there will be, enough intriguing little snippets that I'll be able to see during the day or in that evening or a half an hour beforehand, and I'll note them up and click my favourites and log up about 40 minutes, go for my evening stroll, bring the dogs with me maybe across the fields, plug in the earphones. Audio Booze made that, the recording, the listening, the two-way street. Extremely, extremely easy. In fact, let me give you a good one. I've probably listened to David Miliband more in the last 2 weeks than I have to every single Irish politician, cumulative, since the start of this year. Food for thought. Food for thought. Food for thought. To Mr. Rock and your team at Audio Boo, thank you very much, sir. An absolute pleasure standing by your side, listening to you. Enjoyed your conference. Enjoyed the time there. Enjoyed working with you, you might say. Really did. To Mr. Goldback, keep on rocking in the real world, my friend. Keep on rocking in the real world. And to use your words, you have been listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com. Bye for now.